This program is part of the Infinite Potato Alliance. For more shows like this, visit our website at infinitepotato.com.
I don't know if Troy, have you and Nick ever been on
I
anything
don't think so.
together?
No. I don't believe so.
Took you a while.
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
it's been a minute since I've been on the show.
Yeah. Conflicting schedules, and there's been a couple times I was like, "Can you be on?" He's like, "Yep," and I was like, "Actually, I'm not recording."
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be happy to know that I actually, well, I'd rather say I kind of bumped someone else to put you on. That's more complicated than that, but
Rude.
kind of a little,
Don't care.
yeah.
I'm fine.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes haikus? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this three-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted like magic and handle till it's done. Flame broad like steak discovered in A1 with the side of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Greetings, ladies, gentlemen, all and none of the above, and welcome to yet another episode of Captain Game Show. Quick apology before we get started tonight to Sean Ray, my good friend and the founder of the network. So every so often we get in trouble for playing something that we don't actually have the rights to play. And we recently got a cease and desist order from Taylor Swift's people for referencing one of her songs without permission. The letter didn't cite any particular show or any particular host, but it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
That was a long walk.
It was worth it.
I didn't see it coming. I'll be honest.
That's me tonight's guest. Neek.
Hey.
Allie.
Good evening.
And Troy.
Hey there.
Tonight's episode of Captain Game Show. Oh, hi to you three as well. Tonight's episode of Captain Game Show will, as most episodes of Captain Game Show do, feature three rounds of trivia and or wordplay games and one round of intermission improv. Typically, the games will be buzz-in games, meaning I'll just say the clue, and if you think you know the answer, say your name to buzz in to answer, or they'll be assigned, meaning I'll assign particular questions to particular players. Usually, but not always, if someone gets a question wrong, I will give the other players a chance to steal. But not always. Does anyone have any questions before we begin?
Nope.
Not I.
Fantastic. Round one.
Round one.
I call this game 50-50.
Fight.
One of the best things about Captain Game Show, one of the myriad fantastic things about Captain Game Show, is that in theory, anyone can win. And that is especially well represented in this game of 50-50.
Fight.
Easily the most evenly matched game of them all. I will give you guys a category and two choices for the answer, and you just pick the right one. Tonight, we'll be taking the phrase 50-50 to heart, because for each of the following, you just need to tell me if the total is more or less than the number 50.
Okay.
And I'm going to let everyone guess on every question, I think. I will assign, but everyone gets a guess. Allie.
Yes.
First one goes to you. More or less than 50. As of today's date. All of these are as of today's date, obviously. Emmy nominations for The Simpsons.
More.
Neek, what do you think?
More.
Troy, what do you think?
I'm going to say less.
It's more. Neek. Emmy wins for The Simpsons. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to be super nice. Super duper nice. I'm going to tell you total Emmy nominations for The Simpsons as of today's date, 99.
Wow.
Neek, Emmy wins.
Less.
Than 50.
Yeah.
Allie.
Less.
Troy.
Learned my lesson last time going against everybody. I'm going to say less.
It is less. 34 awesome. Wins so far. Troy.
Yes.
How many years has it been since Jimmy Carter last held office?
More or less than 50. I'm going to say... No, it's in the 70s. I'm going to say more.
Okay. Allie?
Less.
Neek? Good luck. Neek this, is that's Canadian.
That's not fair.
Whatever. You know who he is.
I have a vague knowledge. I have no idea when he was in office.
I'm going to say you're going to have an equal chance as most Americans today.
Okay, hold on.
If you're doing math,
less, right. Less.
And Troy, you said
more.
I said more. Yeah.
Okay. It is less. It is close, but it's less. 1981, 42 years.
All right.
Allie.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Phil, I should probably say at this point, I don't decide which player gets which question. And I was about to change it just because, but it doesn't matter. I was about to change it because Allie got an Emmy nomination question last time. She's about to get one again. Total Emmy nominations for all three seasons of Ted Lasso.
Less.
Neek.
It has to be less.
Troy.
I'm also going to say less.
It's more.
Whoa.
61 nominations.
Wow. That's impressive.
It's a very good show.
I'm sorry, it was not that good.
It was.
the first season, maybe.
I don't know how the nominations were dispersed over the three seasons, but it's fantastic. Neek.
Yeah.
How many years old is Taco Bell? More or less than 50.
Jesus.
Questions that I would never ask if it wasn't 50-50.
More.
Troy.
I'm also going to say more.
I'm going less.
61 years.
Woo.
Actually, 62 now. Happy birthday, Taco Bell.
You know how I worked that one out?
How?
So I was like, I remember from my childhood, Taco Bell being one of those restaurants that was illegal to have in Quebec because they wouldn't obey our language laws. And so I was aware of it as being a restaurant. And like, you know, all people of my generation were like, we wanted it to be here just because we knew it was a thing that couldn't be here. And we're like, oh, it sounds so great. And then eventually you try it and you're like, it's not that great.
Yeah.
But I wasted my protest. Since I remember it from my childhood, I'm like, and if I'm 47, then it must be pretty old.
That's funny.
That was my math.
I like the math. Troy.
Yes.
CD technology.
Ooh, CD.
Music discs.
I'm going to go by my gut instinct and say more.
Okay. Allie.
I'm going to go more too.
Neek.
I also want to go more.
It's less. Once again, right on the cusp, 44 years old, created in 79, went public in 82. Ah, the 80s. Allie.
Yes.
First of the last, last of the three, first of the last of the three. How many episodes of the original Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Animated series were there? There were three seasons, more or less than 50 episodes altogether.
Less.
Okay. Neek.
I'm going to say more.
Troy.
I'm 60s and 70s. They made a lot of episodes per season. I'm going to say more.
It's less.
Gotta be 40, kidding.
41 episodes. Apparently, it wasn't that big a hit initially. First season, 17 episodes. Season 2 only had 8. Season 3 had 16 episodes. Neek, how old is Macaulay Culkin? Is he 50?
No, less.
Troy.
I'm trying to do quick math here.
How old was he when he died in My Girl? Spoiler.
I can't do math that quick. I'm going to say less.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Allie?
Less.
Less is correct. He is 43.
Because I knew he was 8. I knew he was 8 when he did Home Alone. So I was trying to do the math there.
Well done. Last one. Benedict Cumberbatch. Troy. Is him 50?
Is him 50? Him is not 50. It's less.
Okay. Allie.
Less.
Neek.
Less.
47. Born in July of 76.
Excellent.
Good job, guys. Round two.
Round two.
I was told there'd be no math.
Fight.
I was told there'd be no math.
You were not.
I wasn't told. I just assumed.
Every answer, usually there's not, except for this game and a couple of other games. Which is why I never tell you there'll be no math. Every answer in this round will be a common phrase that includes a number. I will tell you what the phrase is for the most part, except I will more or less remove every noun and verb. but only mostly, because I will leave the first letters of each word I'm removing. For example, if I were to say 88K on a P, the answer would be 88 keys on a piano.
Okay, got it.
Use a different part of the brain.
Oh God.
Sort of. I don't know what parts of the brain. I'm not a brainologist. All right.
It's definitely what they're called.
Let's make these assigned as well. A craniologist. Craniomologist.
Sure.
Cerebellumologist. I'm not Sarah. Bellum. Neek, we're gonna start with you.
Good luck to us all.
Actually, no, I'm not. You'll see why in a minute. All right, so I know I just said I don't decide which player gets which question. And that's true once I get started. But I can start wherever I want. I'm going to start somewhere else. Troy, I'm going to start with you.
All right.
In all likelihood, if first person doesn't get it, I will open it up to steal. Troy.
Yeah.
13S on the USF.
The U.S. 13 stars on the United States flag.
I'm afraid not.
Oh,
open a steal.
I said,
I know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Allie.
13 stripes on the United States flag.
Yeah. Well, you have half point, Troy.
I was thinking stripes, but I said stars.
Yeah.
Well, the flag that's got the like little circle stars, that one's only got 13 stars, right?
Sure. I don't know.
You got a half point. Let's not dwell on it.
All right.
Allie.
Yes.
4S. In the Y.
Four seasons in the year?
Yeah. Neek. D in a T.
180?
Yes, 180. D in a T. You got the actual math, I'm sorry.
Oh. Allie to steal.
5 seconds.
Go ahead, Allie.
Allie.
180 degrees in a triangle?
Yes.
I never would have gotten that.
Troy.
Yeah.
There are 50 W to L your L.
50 W to L your L.
Yeah.
There are 50 ways to lose your lover. No, wait.
Try it again.
Leave your lover.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that from?
It's a Paul Simon song.
It's like get on fast, Gus. drop a new
make a new plan stand. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really fun song, I think.
The Muppets did a version of it.
Yes.
Allie.
Yes.
36 I in a Y.
Need to steal?
Hmm.
5 seconds.
36 innings in a year.
No, I don't think that's not right. Neek.
36 inches in a yard?
Yes.
Extra points for getting that as a Canadian, right?
I was just about to give her an extra half.
Very nice.
We're stepping outside her metric comfort zone. Neek, this one's yours.
Okay.
Like 2P in a P.
Like 2 peas in a pod?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Again, I don't decide which player gets which question. Troy.
Hit me, Big Daddy.
2S to every S.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Number 2S for every S. If I'm going to be a little bit more accurate, I would say there's 2S to every S.
Ooh. Oh, 2 sides to every story.
Yes.
Cool.
Allie.
Mm-hmm.
360 D in a C.
Degrees in a circle.
Mm-hmm. Last one goes to Neek. BRIC.
Thirty-one flavors of Baskin Robbins ice cream.
Sit.
Wow. Nice.
Wow. Nice.
Good job. So when I looked that up, just a fun fact for you, I was like, surely there's got to be more than 31 flavors by now. I'm like, do they retire some? Like, do they just keep it in rotation? It's like, no. So apparently the idea when they started that slogan was, they had enough flavors for you to have a different flavor of ice cream every day of the month. It's like, right, you got so many flavors, you could have a different flavor every day. 31 flavors.
Huh.
I looked up, like, it also told me how many flavors they have now. I don't remember how many, but it's more than 31.
Is it more or less than 50?
It's more than 50. Now, is Baskin Robbins older or younger than 50? I don't remember. I think it's older.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it's older.
Yeah.
Ice cream's been around a while. Speaking of ice cream, here's something sweet and cool. Intermission improv? Nah, whatever. Intermission improv. What are the games that I enjoy? It's been a while since we've played it. I call this game Acronymony.
Test your might.
In this game, I'll give the players 3 letters and a brief description of something. they have to come up with the words that those three letters stand for. The letters I give them don't have to stay in that order. They can be rearranged in any order they see fit, as long as they use those letters to form the initials of the following things. Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I should probably tell you the letters first.
I was going to say, are you going to chain them every player?
No, same three letters. I'm like, yeah. I'm very excited about these two categories. Your letters are B, as in Baskin Robbins. P, as in peas in a pod. And O, as in out of examples. B, P, and O, move them around as you like. Allie.
Yes.
Your assignment will be to give me a three-word phrase used by people as they are bursting out of a cake.
See, party on, birthday boy.
No, just save it. Just save it. This is a
I forgot that we saved them till the end. I thought it was like we're gonna take turns and do.
I mean, feel free to use party on, birthday boy.
Yeah, that's good. That totally makes sense.
Good.
But if I were you, I would not use party on, birthday boy.
No, that just jumped to my head because I thought we were going.
No, it's fine. But I'm saying you could, you know, it's fine. Neek. An easy phrase to remember, a safety rule. Something you might teach a kid in elementary school. Or a grown-up who's very irresponsible. And Troy.
Yes.
I need the name of a grooming salon where they tend to mythical creatures.
Okay.
B, P, and O. O, B, and P. PBO, etc., etc. I probably should have said this up top, but you do not need to give me your answer right away. Take your time and wait until round three is complete, and we will revisit this at the end of the podcast. Does anyone have any questions? Are we good to go?
I'm good.
All right. While you continue to let your brain cells flex on that particular query, we're going to move on to round three.
Final round.
Rhymes with Mandalorian.
Fight!
The Disney Plus show The Mandalorian has revitalized the Star Wars franchise and has prompted the launch of a slew of other new Star Wars series. For this game, I imagine the inevitable barrage of Disney meetings where everyone is pitching their own show set in the Star Wars universe. I will describe some show that's trying really hard to be the next spinoff series and cash in on the Mandalorian name. You tell me the title of the show. For example, this show would be a blend of Cheers and Arrested Development. It'll be all about the lives of people who frequent a dive bar on Coruscant, and an entertainment droid named B-Joel will provide voiceovers about Paul the real estate novelist, Davy in the Navy, and others. You would say, The Piano Mandalorian.
Very good.
In case you couldn't tell from the name of the game and the example I just gave you, every answer in this round will rhyme with Mandalorian.
Fight!
I don't have... I usually say, do you have any questions? I don't know that anything I would tell you at this point would be helpful. So we're just going to go. But I will ask, do you have any questions?
No.
No. No. We're all resigned to our fate, as it should be. Troy, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
First pitch, it's the adventures of Sam, a brightly colored birdman from the tropical Front Lup system, as he follows his nose to adventure.
Sam the Toucan DeLorean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounded funny in my head, but like hearing it out loud is kind of dumb.
Could be the motto for the show.
Yeah. Allie.
Yeah.
We always hear about how the Jedi are priests. Well, this show really explores that, as we see a Jedi who has taken a vow of silence, except for one word, the word he says to end his prayers and bless his meals.
Yeah, Mandalorian?
Yeah. It was just that first one. That one was classic. That was great.
Okay.
Neek. This show will be a slapstick comedy like Three's Company or I Love Lucy. Every episode, someone will see or overhear something completely out of context and think something is happening that isn't. We also considered having it be about a youngling who consistently learned the wrong lesson from whatever story he hears, but that didn't seem as funny. Probably the toughest one. Should I repeat it? This show will be a slapstick comedy like Three's Company or I Love Lucy. Every episode, someone will see or overhear something completely out of context and think something is happening that isn't. We also considered having it be about a youngling constantly learning the wrong lessons from whatever story he hears, but that just didn't seem as funny. I had other options for things to use. I should have like I'm looking at another one that would have been better. That's fine. Next time. Does anyone have any guess?
Nope.
I could maybe.
Okay.
Dennis the Menace DeLorean.
No. the misunderstand Alorian.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I apologize a little bit.
Suddenly Sam the Toucan DeLorean doesn't sound so bad.
That was great. Troy.
Yeah.
In this show, the Force-sensitive magical family uses their powers to help members of the community. Whether it manifests as super strength, exceptional hearing, or the power to control the weather, every main character will have at least one episode to shine. Except for Bruno. We won't talk about Bruno.
Encantolorian.
Yes.
Okay.
Allie.
Yes.
On this show, we'll feature someone who doesn't want to travel in space. Mainly because his planet is perfect for relaxing on the beach all year round. And if he were to spend too much time outside of his atmosphere in the dark void of space, he's certain that his skin would lose that perfectly even golden brown color.
Pendalorian?
Say again.
Pendalorian?
No.
The Tandalorian?
Yeah, I'll take it. Sun Tandalorian.
Ah, I was too specific. I was like, who's tan and likes the beach? It's Ken, obviously.
Obviously. Neek, last one goes to you. This member of the Rebel Force goes from planet to planet helping people the best way he knows how. By delivering very inexpensive chicken and beef flavored curly noodle cubes to supermarkets across the galaxy.
The ramen DeLorean? You're way too pleased with yourself.
I know, it's so stupid. It's like one of the stupidest games I ever do, and it makes me laugh every time. All right. I promise you guys a shorter episode since we're starting a little bit later. So that concludes round three. Do some quick semi-tallying here. Okay. Is everyone ready with their acronymy acquisition? That's a better word. Acronymy.
More or less.
Acknowledgement.
I lost it. I'll add it in post. I'll take that as a yes. Everybody's got something. Okay. Neek, we'll start with you. You were assigned an easy way to remember a safety rule. Letters BPO. What do you got?
All I came up with was poop only in the bathroom.
I mean,
you're not wrong.
Not wrong.
And kindergartners need to be told that.
That's true. That's a good point. Fair point. A lot of people on the subway need to be told that. Life in the big city. Troy.
Yeah.
You had the name of an establishment, a grooming salon for mythical creatures.
Yeah. So, is your hair a tangled mess? Are your nails too long and scraggly? Well, come on down to Banshee and Ogre's Hair Parlor.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Fair enough.
All right. Allie, last but certainly not least. It's the 60s and someone's got a giant cake for a lovely young lady to burst out of. As she emerges, she says,
"The only thing I want to hear when somebody's jumping off the cake is bake off party."
Nice. All right, final scores. Troy.
Yeah.
15 points. Oh, okay, no, it's fine. Hang on, sorry. All right, so Troy, 15 points. Allie, 16 points. Neek, also 16 points, but Neek got a half point that I did not award in my initial calculations. We are all spared the drama and potential humiliation of a tiebreaker round. Neek wins by 1.5 point with 16 and a half. Congratulations. Woo!
Yay! Nice. I've never won before.
Oh!
Well, you won. You won your first game. You won your first game. I remember.
I can't remember that far back.
All right, right? The show has that effect. As tonight's winner, Neek, you have earned the privilege to be the first to pitch, plug, and promote whatever you like. The mic is yours.
All right. Well, if you like the Apple TV show For All Mankind, then listen to Moon Show, a For All Mankind podcast. And if you like Star Trek, then go to superanemic.com to read my Star Trek recaps.
Will do. Already do. Do. In the bathroom.
Only.
Troy.
Yeah.
Pitch Black
Corner. So, you can find me. I have two podcasts. The first one is called The Brothers Ramble, where it's me and my brother, and we ramble about certain topics. And the other one is called Friends and Family, where I sit down with a couple of my nieces and we do a rewatch podcast of Friends.
Very nice. And Allie.
You can catch me over on Instagram at Alexandra Sows. That's AlexandraSews. And I make all my clothing.
Do you do it like live on Instagram or do you just kind of post about it afterwards?
A little bit of A, a little bit of B. I like to do Instagram stories when I'm around to do them.
I was about to give you a thumbs up, but podcast, sorry. This is why I don't use the video a lot. As for me, you can find another episode of Captain Game Show wherever you found this episode of Captain Game Show. I am on my social media sphere has shrunk. I've decided to abandon the X that was Twitter. X is my X. I'm still on Facebook. I'm still on the internet at large. Please, if you are so inclined, leave me a positive rating and review. Feel free to share it. Feel free to leave me comments. Feel free to mock the players or me incessantly. It's fine. All press is good press. I'm just happy to be here. Thanks once again to my... Thanks once again to my contestants, Neek, Allie, and Troy, for participating in tonight's frivolity. And thank you, dear audience, for allowing me to say the misunderstand DeLorean. Again, all comments are welcome. Catch you next time on Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
Everyone ready?
Did you just hear a car honk?
No.
Okay, never mind. Well, then I will leave the window open.
I heard a something, but it was such a small sound I couldn't identify it as a car honking. I thought it was just something in my headphones.
Okay.
Here's hoping it's not a problem.
After credit bonus scene.
Good job, guys. Wait. 1, 2, 3. Oh, okay. So I confused myself because the next thing on my list is intermission improv. I'm like, that shouldn't be happening. Wait, I did do 3 rounds, didn't I? I did. I just put it in the wrong place. It's fine. Cut and paste.
After credit bonus scene.
Like 2 peas in a pod?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Again, I don't decide which player gets which question. Troy.
Hit me, big daddy.
That sounded great, but it kind of distorted your voice a little bit. I'll see what I can do in audio. Or feel free to repeat it.
All right. I said, hit me, big daddy.
I'm lying. It sounded great. I just wanted you to say it again.
You mother...
No, it didn't really. It really did distort it.
Okay.
Hashtag trickster god.
After credit bonus scene.
The Disney Plus show The Mandalorian has revitalized the Star Trek franchise. Oops. That would be awesome.
After credit bonus scene.
Yeah, I get kicked out of my nerd groups if I call manga animation. That is not, that's the comic. I know. It's like I know the difference between Star Trek and Star Wars. Sometimes the tongue slips.
I just and like you're trolling the audience.
No, nah, they're not going to hear this.
No, when you messed up Star Trek and Star Wars, I was like, ooh, John's feeling spicy tonight.
No, it's because 90% of the time I'm on a Star Trek show. It just came out. Strawberry cheesecake, eggnog, cherries, jubilee, lemon custard, orange sherbet, mango tango, fudge brownie, wild and reckless sherbet, York peppermint patty, they now have more than 1,400 flavors. Pink bubble gum, rum raisin, chocolate overload, of potion number 31, hokey pokey, rocky road. Cotton candy, Heath, almond fudge, it takes two mango. They now have more than 1,400 flavors. More than 1,400 flavors. Try chocolate chip, skip. Peppermint stick, Rick. Rock and pop swirl, Earl. Preludes and cream. Mississippi mud, bud. Chocolate mint, Clint. Strawberry sorbet, Clay. Creole cream cheese, icing on the cake, Jake. Daiquiri ice, Bryce. No sugar mousse tracks, Jack. Trick Oreo treat, cherry macaron, Don. Chocolate almond, banana nut fudge, Judge. Cookies and cream. Ha 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 ha.